Alrighty, thank you for tuning in to my 20 time podcast project. Today we'll be talking about the basics of riding a dirt bike, using a clutch, maintaining a bike, and being safe while on a bike. There's many things to it. Stay tuned to find out more. Thank you. When I was thinking about this podcast and this project, I had no idea what I was going to do. Because, I mean, I have a lot of talents, I think. I don't have a lot of free time, though, so that was the biggest challenge about this project, thinking about what I was going to do. And my buddy Cole over here, I remembered he has dirt bikes, and I've never learned how to ride a dirt bike. So it came to my mind that that's what I was going to do for my project. Learning how to ride a dirt bike isn't that important, but it just gives you something to do when you're just sitting at home bored. It's a beautiful day. No one can hang out. Why not just go out and ride a dirt bike, have a little fun, learn new things, learn how to do some tricks, and just have a great time. But the hardest thing was learning all the gears, learning how to upshift, downshift, and just not crash. But luckily I have a good friend of mine, Cole, who used to ride dirt bikes, or still does, but he used to race them, so he knows all the basics, all the extremes to riding dirt bikes. It really helped me. I did crash a few times. I broke his bike. I ran into his garage a few times. One time I held the throttle too much, popped the wheelie, and landed on my ass. Whiskey throttle. Hey! Cole calls it whiskey throttle. There's many steps to riding a bike, but being OCD like me, the biggest and important part is keeping the bike clean and well-maintained. You can't be riding around on a grungy, nasty, rusty bike because no one's going to want to look at you on that bike. You always got to keep it clean, always got to make sure the oil's perfect, it's filled up with gas, and you're just ready to stroke it and ride it. All right, coming at you live right here in this segment of the podcast is my buddy Cole. He's going to talk to you about shifting through all the gears of a clutch dirt bike. Take it away, Cole.
All right, appreciate it, man. Yeah, Cameron's been wanting to learn how to use a clutch on a dirt bike, and, you know, I don't know, he might even get into racing. He's a pretty fast learner, but, you know, it takes time to get used to it. Especially if you're going out on a track and whatnot and not trying to just, you know, ride around in the yard. But, you know, it's pretty difficult to start out with, but once you get the hang of it, it's pretty easy. It all depends on what kind of bike you're riding as to how many gears you got. And, you know, it also depends on the type of bike and if it's a two-stroke, four-stroke, you know, the clutch is kind of different in every bike to be able to know when to let it out, when to not, and when to shift, when to not. And it's all kind of like a kind of play around with it, get to know the bike, know the rider, just kind of get to know, feel.
So I have a question. What is the hardest part about learning how to ride a dirt bike, Cole?
The hardest part is honestly what you're trying to learn, and it's how to shift and how to be able to use the clutch. Like, that's the main part, because when you get that down, then, you know, just riding and being free with it comes along with it.
Thank you for your time, Cole. I really appreciate the help, and these viewers will really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man. Anytime.
Well, I'm going to take a break here because we got a few distractions walking into our class, disrupting my podcast and just making my life absolute hell. Coming back to you in about 5 minutes.
30 seconds done.
All right, we're back with the 20 Time Project podcast. A few distractions, so I had to move locations to the lunchroom of Dawson County High School. People came in our class just interrupting us, so podcast is back. Now we're going to talk about when I first got on the bike. When I first got on the bike, man, I didn't ever think I was going to get it. It was so tricky using my hands, my feet, just evenly bouncing out the throttle with the clutch. But once you get it, it is the easiest thing. It's like riding a bike. You won't forget it. It's just stuck in your head. It's so fun. So once I finally got riding the bike down, me and Cole would go out during the weekends on a nice day, just ride through his streets, ride through the field. Just have a little fun, But I mean, any of y'all out there that wanted to learn how to ride a dirt bike, first need to find someone with a dirt bike. That was another step I had to take, but it's totally worth it. You'll never be bored again. If it's raining, if it's sunny, it's just something to do. Have fun. Be a kid or be an adult. Or even if you have kids, buy your kids a dirt bike and just go out and have some good family time. Nothing beats just riding around, having fun, and enjoying life like you should. I ran into some difficulties riding this dirt bike because at first I had no idea what the hell I was doing. I'd never been on a bike before. I mean, other than a pedaling bike, which is easy as taking candy from a baby, if you know what I'm saying. But the biggest struggle was getting all the gears down, like I said before. And the biggest difficulty was when I wrecked the dirt bike into a tree. Broke the peg, broke the handlebars, and broke the clutch in half. Cole was super pissed at me. I had to buy all the parts and help him rebuild it. Or he showed me how to rebuild it so I could know once I get a dirt bike for myself. But yeah, wrecking taught me some certain things not to do and what not to do. I'll never do it again because it was terrible. Cut up my leg pretty bad, cut up my arms. Just was not a fun experience. So if you're out there, make sure you're wearing your helmets, your pads, and your riding gear, because you're gonna want it, because you'll never know what's gonna happen out there. I learned a lot through this journey of a 20 time project riding a dirt bike, and the biggest thing was don't procrastinate, because the due date comes up real fast. Many things in life you need to learn. Dirt bike is not one of them, but it's a fun quality to have, something just to make your life a little bit more exciting when you're bored sitting in your house by yourself playing video games, eating, getting fat. Just always be safe. Make sure you do your research on it before you jump on it for the first time, because the last thing you want to do is get hurt and not ever be able to ride one again after just jumping on it thinking you know what to do, because trust me, you do not. It is very difficult. I'd like to give a few shout outs to the people during this project and journey through my life of 20 time. One of them is myself for coming up with the idea. Number two is Cole for teaching me everything on the bike, teaching me how to clean it, how to change the oil, fill it up, use the gears, upshift, downshift, not do whiskey throttle and sling myself off of it. Another one is Miss Amendola for pushing me and telling me that it was due on Friday when I hadn't even started it, but really got me through it, really helped me. And taught me something that I'll never forget in my life. Just can't beat that. Thank you to everyone who helped me. If anybody's out there wanting to ride a dirt bike, I just suggest you just jump on it. Do your research. Make sure you know everything and have a blast. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. There will be another episode, I'm sure, if I wreck or if I start racing. Something just to give y'all an update, because I really enjoy doing this. Riding a dirt bike is something fun, something I never thought I'd get into. But if any of y'all have questions, just send me a message. Send Miss Amendola a message, and we'll get right back at you. Thank y'all for tuning in again. This was Cameron on how to learn how to ride a dirt bike. Peace out, brothers.